Nervous excitement mingled with the rippling banners of both armies, while the hungry grating of ravens circling above goaded the two armies into slaughter. The Saxons, their shelled wall comprised of Æthelflæd's personal hearthguard and a number of well-equipped churls, seemed alone, a stray sheep plucked from the safety of its pen and sprung upon by ravenous wolves. There was an uneasy bind in Æthelflæd's chest, a sour feeling opening up her insides, and her breaths labored, hard and short. She gripped the stone crenel, as if by doing so could she fasten a favorable outcome to her whitening knuckles. For that fleeting instant, the fragile lull that advanced ahead of the storm, it seemed as though those red sandstone walls, built by the Romans to outlast centuries, were all that stood before the Norse, even with Wulfric and his men assembled on the field below. But could they outlast Ingimund?